Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Save this Memorial Day. Shop at a retailer near you.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Get in the game with the college-branded Venmo debit card. Rep your team with every tap and earn up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash, a new rewards program from Venmo. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, just school pride and spending power. Get in the game and sign up for the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/collegecard. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Select schools available. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
5 a.m. I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, what do you say? On a nice spring day, we do a podcast for you. What's up, Al?
Hell yeah, Jerry.
Hell yeah.
We were just talking right before we got on the air about stuff oozing out. It came up, and I go, oh, it's something oozing out.
Yeah.
It's like pus. And I remembered when I was a kid, I don't know about you, like when you were a kid, I feel like I had multiple times where I had cuts and bruises mm-hmm. from playing and, you know, sports. Where I had pus coming out.
Sure.
And I haven't seen pus coming out of a open wound in years. Maybe decades.
Your kids haven't come home with that ever?
No. Oh. Do kids still get pus coming out of wounds?
Yeah, I mean, sure. You get scraped up pretty good. You get a good cut. If you don't take care of it, it get infected. Sure. Well, I had one time when I was playing basketball, I was probably 10 years old or so, 9 or 10, maybe 11. And I was playing basketball at one of the schools, one of the courts outside, you know, on the, it was like a street parking lot, but it was gated in. So it was basketball, but it was on blacktop. And I fell hands first and I wound up, as it turned out, getting a piece of glass in my hand. But I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, that's sucking. I got cut, whatever. So I didn't tell my parents or anything. As the day was going on, it was getting red and it was really starting to hurt. The next day, it was starting to ooze a little bit. I'm like, guys, this...
Pus?
Yeah. Oof. I remember telling them, like, something's not right. My dad's like, why did you not tell us yesterday? So they had to rush me to the hospital, and, oh, was that painful to get it out. Turned out it was a piece of glass.
It was still in there.
Yes. So I've had that happen, but, yeah, I guess...
It's been years, though, since I had a cut that...
Well, why would you get a cut?
Well, I'm saying, like, I have gotten cut.
Yeah, but you take care of it immediately.
Right.
I think that's the biggest thing. So as an adult, you're not fooling around.
As kids, we didn't take care of it.
Well, I think as kids, you're running around, you fall, you cut, you get cut up, you keep going. The days were longer. We were outside more. We were running around the neighborhood as opposed to now where it's just not the same. I mean, some kids do it, but you don't see it often at all. It's amazing when I see like a group of, let's say, 11-year-olds riding, you know, bikes. It's like, wow, that's what we used to do all the time. You don't see it often anymore.
No.
You know, so I think that's part of it. Kids are inside more than ever, and it probably just doesn't happen as much.
Yeah, we had nothing. Well, we did have some stuff to do inside. We had video games. Like, I had Intellivision, yeah. Atari, that sort of thing.
But were you, okay, yes, so did I. Were you playing it for 12 hours a day?
No.
There are many kids that wake up, put the headphones on, and they are on the gaming system, sun up to sundown. We didn't do that.
No, we mainly, you played outside, and then when you were done after an exhausting day.
You'd play for an hour.
You'd go play.
When was the last time you saw? Now, I know you live down the shore, and you really don't have humans near you in the winter all that much, like in the summer. But when was the last time, whether you're by your parents or something, you turned down a neighborhood block and you saw like 8 kids playing touch football in the street?
Yeah, where they had you stopped the game because your car was coming.
Never. Never. We used to play. So these were my summers. When I wasn't down in LBI, I would be in the neighborhood with our, it was a group of like 10 of us. We had stickball days, wiffle ball days in the backyard, which were huge. We had touch football days in the street, and we had roller hockey and some foot hockey, but a lot of roller hockey. And it was all done in the neighborhood. And we would have to, when we were playing hockey, you'd have to stop. You'd have to move the nets out of the way.
Yeah.
Then you'd put it back. Here came another car. You wanted to bash the car as they went by with the stick. You don't ever see that anymore. I don't anyway.
Yeah, I don't see it either. I don't even see, like, I wonder how I would be as an adult, like when we used to play football in the street, and there were just cars on the street. You were hitting cars with the football.
You would not be great if they were hitting your car with a football.
I don't know, because part of me, it rarely happened. There was a father-daughter in Basking Ridge that would... The girl was on a softball team, I think, of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do some sort of practice in the parking lot. My car would be out there. And part of it was like, all right, it's payback time a little bit. So if my car gets dinged, it's just, I was dinging cars my entire childhood.
My guess, too, is you like the fact that the dad's out there with his daughter.
Yeah.
And if something happens, there was no intent.
Right.
If you saw 8 teenagers out there.
Teenagers?
You'd be ticked off.
Yeah.
Even though they probably aren't doing anything other than trying to play whatever, football or throwing a ball around, you would have a different eye on that.
Yeah, because I do occasionally see groups of teenagers, this would be more in the summer, groups of teenagers on bikes that are looking like they're looking for trouble. They're not just kids having fun on their bikes.
Right.
They're like doing wheelies and then trying to drive as close to the parked cars and turn at the last second. They're like douchey.
Yeah.
That right. I don't like.
So then you look at that differently, obviously.
Look at that differently.
Yeah. The way it was, Al.
We would just play sports all day and have pus coming out of all of our wounds. Back in the old days. I also decided that I would be, how do you think you would be on a customer service job where
terrible.
You answered the phone
terrible
from people that had problems.
Terrible.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think you would get mostly pissed off people.
Yeah.
So the conversation's likely not starting on a good note.
Right.
I think when you get a friend, like when I call customer service, I'm generally in a good mood. I really, honestly, I'm trying to, because sometimes on the other end, they're not very helpful either. So you try to start it positively and maybe you get some help. I think it would go terrible for me though.
Yeah,
is that the job you've been looking to get?
No, I was just been thinking about them because when I've been having to call about my radio, my car radio help, there's a helpline. And the people are just so pleasant. But I'm like, my gosh, these people have got to deal with just furious people. Then recently I had one of my monthly bills, either the water bill, the electric bill, or the gas bill. I can't remember which it is. They encourage you to sign up to pay online where it just gets charged to your credit card. When your bill is due.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do that. And it took me forever for this website to take my information. And it finally worked. And then a month later, they're like, your card's expiring. I'm like, oh. And it would not allow me to go in and just change
the date. You're kidding. You had to do it all over?
Right, because I tried to add it as a new card. They go, you have this card on file.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm like, I got a call. And I got to such a pleasant woman, and I detected an American accent, but from the South. And this was New Jersey Natural Gas, this was. So it's New Jersey Natural right. Gas. And I go, where are you? She goes, oh, I'm in Texas. I go, well, you're so pleasant. I said, that was really smart of them to get people from nicer parts of the country. Because if I had called somebody in New Jersey at New Jersey Natural
Gas, they'd be rude.
They'd be like, shut your damn mouth. And it was just such a pleasant exchange.
So I guess that's one of those remote jobs where you can be home and you can be a customer service rep. Just know what you need to know.
Yeah.
Get people to where they have to go and or get to.
Yeah.
I could do that. I could probably do something like that, but I don't think it would go well. I just think I'd get too annoyed with the attitude you would get before the conversation even got started. That's to me the biggest issue, I think.
Yeah, especially like a helpline. Like I look over all the people like how are you on the helpline at TurboTax? If someone's calling you, that's gotta be such a for the most part, I would think a complicated situation that you're now then having to have an answer and communicate it back via phone to somebody.
Right, wouldn't they have to be like a certified accountant to be helping you?
Yeah, they have. These tax software companies, I guess they hire accountants at that time of year. And so, yeah, you can call an accountant. But my gosh, it seems so specific.
Well, it's a way to make extra money, though.
Yeah.
Like if you're an accountant looking to make extra money, if you're not busy enough during tax time, that's a good way to make an extra, I don't know, $20 an hour.
And you're right. You're probably sitting at home.
Yeah.
The phone, you're watching TV and the phone
rings.
And it's
your level of expertise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true.
What do you need? Sure, I can help you with that. You go to line 41. What did you put? Okay, no. Check. All right. A. Click A. Like they probably know it like the back of their hand.
Maybe. Yeah, if they got a lot of experience.
I would think.
I saw this on Twitter, and I immediately had something that came to mind. I want to see if you do as well.
Okay.
And the question someone asked on Twitter is, what's a material thing you purchased that cost under $1,000 that changed your life? Like, is there something that you bought for under $1,000 where you're like, I can't imagine not having this? And the thing that struck me was the Tushy bidet that I have attached, the toilet attachment that squirts water up your butt. That legitimately changed my life. I used to have to wipe a long time. It's a lot of wiping.
Okay.
And that's not healthy.
I don't need that image of you.
No, you don't.
Gross.
But here it is.
Yeah, thank you. The bony legs hanging off the bowl.
But I can say like that's a legitimate product. And that product was under probably at the time $150. And it really changed my life. When I see it every day, I'm like, man, that thing, what a product that is.
Well, there's two different things. What a product and changing your life.
But I think that changed my life because...
Like, I mean, I can, not to do a commercial for them, but I can tell you the Chef IQ has made, I'm not even joking, has made cooking in my house so much simpler than it ever was. Would I say it's changed my life? No. But has it changed our dinner routine? 100% in the way we cook? Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, to the benefit of what we do now.
You think a snowblower, first of all, are they under $1,000 or no?
Yeah, you can get them for under $1,000.
Is that something that can change your...
Maybe if you live in Buffalo.
Right, doesn't snow enough.
You know, I used mine 3 or 4 times this year, and it's fantastic, but life-changing? No, not life-changing.
What about an outdoor grill?
Not life-changing.
Again, we have all these months where you can't...
Yeah.
I know some people, you said, I think you told me Minko used to grill every day, regardless of the weather.
Through the winter.
All through the winter.
Yeah, does not use the oven.
Goes out there.
He goes out there and cooks everything on the grill. That's what he said. I mean, I don't know. The only life-changing thing that has happened for me, as I've told you, has been this drink that I've been having because I went from getting up hourly at night to urinate to I didn't get up at all last night. Like, that has been...
So that's changed your life.
Yeah, but that's not buying a product. You know, I had the Nutribullet already. So, no. I buy a crap ton more blueberries than I ever did. But, no, that's not a... I don't think that's what he means. I really don't think I have one.
Yeah. keep an eye on it when you're in your house today, Jerry.
Yeah, but I don't...
Keep an eye on something.
I don't know that I've had anything life-changing.
Hmm.
Because that's a very specific question.
It is. Or change. Yeah, it says, now they use the phrase changed your life, which to me feels different than life-changing.
Okay. Well, I mean, then the Chef IQ oven has changed the way we cook every single day. So that...
For the better.
For sure. Oh, I mean, unbelievable. I hate to do an infomercial for them, but it is that good. Other than that, like I'm trying to think like car related. I mean, you know, buying the Prius and getting 70 miles per gallon. I'm only getting gas once a week.
But that's
especially as the prices are soaring.
But that's a more than $1,000 purchase.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. More than $1,000. Good point.
Yeah, I do feel like we were kind of flim-flammed with electric cars. How I still think there's a lot of people that think when they buy an electric car and they charge it, it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, I've had people show me that it costs just as much, if not more.
Yeah, I guess it depends where you do it.
And right.
I think if you do it at your house, it's probably still cheaper than gas. But at any moment, they decide energy.
The electric rates go up.
Yeah, electric rates go up. Then what?
Sure. Yeah, you're right.
I feel like we got kind of like suckered into that one because it made it seem like, oh, get an electric car. It's free. You don't have to pay for gas.
No, you're still paying for it.
Yeah.
In some way, it is not free.
Yes.
And, oh, by the way, your car payment might be more because you might be buying a more expensive car.
Right.
You know, that's the one thing like with the car I bought. Great. I'm not buying as much gas. My car payment's more, though. Now, does it even out? I'm still a little ahead. And as the gas prices go up, I'm even more ahead. But it's not like, now, if I paid cash for the car and I had no car payment, I would feel like I go to the gas station four times a month, but I still have a car payment.
Yeah.
So everything usually does balance out in shape, or form.
It does.
You know?
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at americacures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
What do you make of all these people? It feels like there's multiple people now critiquing sports radio.
Well, you had the Philadelphia people. You had Joe. You had Brandon.
And then you had the...
Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-BONE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE. Terms apply. See site for details.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fred Tutcher. Fred Tutcher responded
to... He was defending it, right?
Yeah, well, he was... So you had the two guys from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Cataldi.
Yeah, Andrew Cataldi.
And Howard Eskin.
Spike's dad.
You had Joe Beningo. You had Brandon Tierney say that that sports radio is not, I forget how he used it, not in...
See, I don't pay attention.
Influential.
I don't pay attention to all this stuff very much. I completely ignored the Philadelphia stuff. Other than the fact that I like Spike, not interested in what's going on down there, don't care. I saw the Joe quotes. I didn't hear it, but I did see it. I read them. What's interesting is a lot of what he says is not all that off. Like, everything has, like, you tell me, if we went back to 1992 and the influence that Mike and Chris had, just use them as the example because they were there for the longest, basically. Their influence on New York sports was pretty damn influential.
Yes.
Because there was nowhere else to listen to. There wasn't even ESPN radio yet in New York. Hell, I think we aired some version of ESPN radio on FAN. Like, we were the place to come to. So I don't know how you could say it wasn't more influential. There was no competition. And when there was competition, I know you've pointed out numerous times, when there finally was competition, not even in the sports realm, but in the guy talk realm, they struggled a little bit and fell behind to second place to, I guess it was NEW, right? It was Opie and Anthony. Right. So, sure, they were more influential than I thought.
I thought Brandon Tierney made a good point in that if you were on WFAN back then,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like you were automatically a star.
Because there's only one place.
Yeah, you got the platform.
Yes.
It was not unlike ESPN television.
Correct.
Where you would have these people that got popular, then they would try to go off on their own and they'd sort of disappear.
In a lot of cases, you never hear from them again.
Yeah. It was a combination of, and there's been plenty of people, I'm sure, on FAN that weren't very good that did not become stars.
Mm-hmm.
But having that combination of the person and the platform, it does make a big difference.
It does. It does. And, you know, you can point to, quite frankly, Boomer's longevity here and success is now unmatched, essentially, because it's as long, although I guess, Mike was here 20 years. So I guess to surpass Mike's time here, he's got a couple more years to go. But, like, to pass Imus in terms of longevity here in the morning, that is incredible.
Yeah.
Nobody thought that back in 2007. And for him to still be doing it at a high level in his 60s, 18 years later, is remarkable. I would just laud him for that.
Who is next likely to have that kind of run?
Well, I think Greg hopes he is, right? I mean, well, Evan.
Evan.
Evan's in the middle of 1-2. Yeah. Evan started in, good Lord, did he start in 05?
Well, he was middays when I got here in 07.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, because I remember when Evan came in to do, I'll never forget when he did his first overnight show. I was working, I think, overnights with Joe. I think I was with him. And I remember looking into the studio saying, who is this little punk sitting with, like, his legs crossed in a Met t-shirt, backwards hat? He looked like a child. Who is this? And look what he's become. And I'll give you another guy that I thought that to. When Adam Schein went on the first time, I'm like, okay, Spitz is going to fire him before he gets done with the shift. Because it sounded phony and forced, and I'm like, this guy's career is over. Okay, what an ass I was back then thinking that, because he turned out to be really good. But it's just different. And, you know, right now in sports radio, if you get started today, I don't know that you can have the careers that, and I think Boomer might be the end of it, because he started at a time before YouTube really went nuts, before social media went nuts.
Yeah.
Before you had all these networks all over the place. I don't know that what they said is that crazy.
Now, you've been here a long time, and this is off the top of my head.
My 30th year, Al.
30th?
Yeah.
Wow.
I passed 29 years in January.
So you mentioned Adam Schein was the guy when you first heard, you're like, oh, this ain't going to last.
Yeah.
When you saw Evan, you're like, who's this punk kid?
Yes.
Was there anyone who came through here that you thought this person's going to be huge, and then either they went somewhere else or they decided it wasn't for them, or just the scheduling didn't work out for them, where something didn't click where you thought, wow, this person was like, I thought would could be the next big thing?
That's a good question. Someone I thought might be the next big thing and didn't turn out to be.
I will say, too, in the Mark Chernoff years, he was very careful with who he put on the radio.
Weren't a lot of chances given.
Yeah, not a lot. And then when Spike came in, Spike put a lot of people on the radio.
Yeah, Spike was like throwing stuff against the wall and seeing
and found
what stuck.
People.
He did find some
found
people,
a couple
for
people
sure.
That did stick. But Mark was very protective of the airwaves.
Yeah, so, well, old school.
Yeah, so maybe there weren't a lot of people that came through.
The only one I would say, and this is not, I don't think, it's just not exactly what you're asking me, and this is going to sound really weird because he's had a tremendous career, is Spiro. I thought Spiro would have been Burkhart. Like, when I remember training him and just the confident arrogance that he had. I'll never forget when I was training him to do updates and I wanted to show him how to cut tape in case news broke overnight and there was no one there. I remember him telling me, you can save that. I'm talent. I don't do that. I was like, oh, okay. Got it.
And but what experience did he have when he got here?
Fordham. None. He was a college bro. He just graduated Fordham, but you could tell he was polished. Like, he was really good. And even I had, at that point, had heard some of his college basketball tapes at Fordham. We knew he was going to be good. I thought he was going to be Burkhart, and he was going to be, you know, in his 30s. I thought he was going to be the big-time national broadcaster. Now, again, I am not taking anything away from him. The guy's on CBS. He does NCAA tournament games. He does NFL games.
And has been for a long time.
Yes. Man. He had the Laker job. He had the Knick job. I mean, this dude's career is outstanding. Don't get me wrong. But I guess if I came up short on thinking something about someone, I thought he would have been the top of the top. And I don't know why his ascension,
like what happened with the timing.
Because his career is great.
Yeah.
So it's weird to say that his career has stalled. It hasn't. He's still, I would imagine, on the ascent. But I guess, like, Kevin has passed him. Noah Eagle, I feel like, has passed a lot of people, too. So, again, I'm not picking on him because I can't.
No, I think he's an interesting one.
Yeah, I can't talk higher about his career. He's unbelievable, his resume.
I remember when I did Al's Boring Podcast, I did interview him.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because I thought he was an interesting person because of that. He got that Laker job. He was really young.
Yeah, I don't. He was like Noah getting the Clippers job in his 20s.
But his Spiro Dides, he was replacing like a legendary broadcaster.
Chick Hearn. And then who do you replace with the Knicks?
That I don't remember.
Well,
and I don't
radio.
Know what happened with the Lakers. Like, what happened to the, did he get
I
the Knick
think he got
opportunity?
The Knick job.
And he wanted that because he's a East Coast guy.
Yes. And then he had it was public, so we're not speaking out of turn. I think he got a DUI, which kind of derailed it a little bit. They did bring him back, but then I think he took off for CBS. Hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Were you here when Ian Eagle was here?
Yeah, briefly.
Briefly. Did he seem like somebody who you thought? Because I also, we get word that he also was confident that he was going to be
very good.
Bigger than this place.
Yeah, well, he was a kid, too. I only knew him coming in to do fill-in shows. So when I started in 97, I believe he had just gotten the Nets job. I think he was doing the Jets on the radio, because he did the Jets on the radio, and then Wischusen took over for him. I think he was doing the Jets on the radio, and I think he had just gotten the Nets on TV. None of this national stuff. But I worked with him a lot when he was doing fill-in shows. I produced a lot of shows for him. He was always super nice. You know, I never got that cocky or attitude or, you know, overconfident, never at all. He was just as nice a guy and fun as.
But was confident in what he thought his future would be?
But I didn't know him at that point on the rise. When I got to know him, he was already doing Jets and Nets on television. So his career was already in an upward trend. Breen was another one when I was working with him with Imus. Once he got the Knick job, I mean, that took off. That shot out. And then when all this stuff happened with Marv, and then he became really the voice and face of the NBA, I mean, talk about soaring to stardom.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild.
It is interesting.
Yeah, but I don't know about someone that I thought that came through that I thought was going to be really big and didn't, like, fizzled. I'd really have to go through the years. The one person I thought that was going to have a monster career as well, I thought Erica was going to have a huge career, and she was on track for that. And then she ultimately walked away from the business, kind of like Melissa Stark. She walked away from the business when she got married and took a break. And, you know, to me, fantastic choice because she married a great guy. I know her kids are, from what I understand, athletic and, you know, great family. But I think had she stayed single, I think Erica's career would have been, because she was at ESPN too. Before she met her husband, she was on that track. She was starting to do some of those alternate sports for ESPN. So she was getting out there. And then she met her husband and ultimately, like, paused her career.
Yeah. And then once you pause your career, it's very difficult to come back to.
Yeah.
If you want to do it full time.
Oh, for sure.
If you've been gone.
Not easy. That's why what Melissa Stark has done is very impressive.
Yeah, she was gone a long time.
She was gone at least like 10 years, right? 15 years?
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, maybe 15 years.
Something like that.
Yeah. Hmm. I never understood, and I guess I understand now, but when I was listening to Jim Rome in the 90s,
yeah,
the late 90s, and he was like a Howard Stern type to me. He was very into, like, I didn't care about NBA or hockey. And I was interested in him, though. I thought he was really good. He didn't do a lot of guests. He had a couple of people that were willing to come on because he was so controversial.
Right.
That they were more like friends of the show. And I couldn't understand why. I was like, how is this guy not on? Why wouldn't WFAN clear this show from noon to three? And I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
I was like, I know he's not talking about the New York teams, but he was doing it in an entertaining way where I thought it could work. But I'm sure if they put him on here from noon to three in 1998, it would not have gone well.
Well, this city seems to be different. I know, yeah. Mark always hung on to that, like local, local, local. And I know there was always a thought, well, at one point you're going to put, you know, national programming on overnight. No, local. He always wanted New York. To the fact, we were talking about this 2 weeks ago, to the fact that he didn't even want Pharrell on, right, apparently.
At 10 o'clock at night.
I loved it. Right. And it wasn't even. It was post, like, Mets. Sometimes Pharrell would come on from, we'd have him on from midnight to 1 or 11:30. We didn't even get the full 3 hours of his show. But from what I understand, he didn't even like that at a time that's not rated. No one cares. And you're just hoping that when you turn the radio on, there's something there.
Yeah.
But he didn't even want that on the air.
Yeah, he did not like that.
Yeah, I mean, New York's never really been, even like ESPN Radio has never done well in New York.
No.
It's like that national radio is like, I don't know. It's like,
The only time I listened to sports talk when I wasn't working here, prior to working here, was I would drive home from one of my morning show jobs, and I would listen to Dan Patrick and Rob Dibble.
Yeah, you've told me that. You like that show.
Yeah, I really like those guys.
Yeah, I think I listened to them a little bit too.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, very interesting.
It is.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. Always fascinating show, the warm-up show. It's on from 5 to 6 a.m. when all the cool people are awake. We'll do that right now, and we will see you tomorrow on a Thursday. So!
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell.
And I'm J.P. Finley.
Did you know that B. Mitchell Finley is both on a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlight.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Winter's still hanging around, but the Nationals are starting fresh. New manager, new front office, and a completely different outlook heading into the season.
The Wizards are rebuilding. Young guys flashing talent. Lottery talk heating up. And everybody hoping there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
And once NFL free agency opens, every Commander's move turns into a full-blown argument amongst the boys.
That's what the junkies do every morning. Real opinions, real debates. Follow and listen to the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.